First of all, my friends, we want to introduce to you at this time the Chief Trial Deputy of the District Attorney's Office, my friend and your good friend, Judge Daniel Beecher. He should be governor. Let's give him a hand. How cola, my friends. That means how be out in the hills.
Thank you, Judge.
And as long as we're introducing judges, let us tell you again that we have with us that esteemed and fine American gentleman whose work on the bench is widely known through this part of the California and also in the East, our own good friend, Judge Charles S. Burnell. Please.
I just want to say that when Dan Beach is made governor, I speak for an appointment to the Supreme Court.
Thank you, Judge. And I want to introduce to you a very good friend of mine of many years standing, and we've hunted and fished together and told a few old stories together, Hargraves Thompson, an official of the Automobile Club of Southern California. A real hand.
Bob, I want to congratulate you on this wonderful work you're doing. World peace.
Thank you. Thank you.
I hope every mother takes the message home tonight. And let us all write the President of the United States and demand peace for the United States.
And my pleasure to introduce E.P. Quirrell, the man who brings a million people to California every week in the minds of some. E.P. Quirrell, the publicity manager of the Chamber of Commerce, Los Angeles. Very happy to have you.
Well, I'm so unaccustomed to speaking into a microphone that I don't even know how to say hello.
Say, how cola?
I'm certainly Alcola. I'm sure of one thing, that the people are not listening for the purpose of hearing me, so I'll merely say thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Quirrell. And we have with us, we'll have to hurry along, we have some very lovely music coming up, and we want you to know Robert Stacey Judd is the greatest authority on Mayan architecture in the world. He's just been to Yucatan, going back again, has written 4 books, is now writing another one. It seems to me he's so prolific, he writes a book every night. Robert Stacey Judd, come and say a word, please. How do you do?
Very delighted to be here. Marvelous crowd. You're doing a wonderful thing.
Thank you. And at this time, I'm looking into the face of the man who's going to bring 10 million here in 1940-1942. Erwin P. Whitney, a special representative of the World Fair for Los Angeles. Please come this way, Mr. Whitney. World Fair 1940.
Thank you very much, Mr. Callahan. I used to rather hope that we brought no more people to Los Angeles, and here I am now assisting Mr. Quirrell to bring millions to Los Angeles. Will you forgive me, my old friends?
Thank you. And we have at this time one of the parties who took part in the program tonight, the man who feels sorry, but it was his duty to knock down the greatest war ace Italy has ever known. And at this time, he is, and now, and has been, known as the War Ace of Hungary, the man who brought down the War Ace of Italy. 39 planes, he has 4 steel jackets in one side of his body, 2 silver plates here, 1 in the back of his neck, and many bullets in his side, and he's here in the interest of worldwide peace. Let's give Count von Zabo a real hand.
Thank you, Mr. Callahan. I must say that I am sorry for the murder that I committed lawfully during the war, but I hope and I pray and will lay behind it all my strength and energy to create a worldwide peace in the interest of humanity.
Thank you. And Mrs. Carolyn B. Stafford is here with us again. This is her second trip to the village, and we are very happy to have her just say how cool it to you, because that means how do you do, my friends. Carolyn B. Stafford is the founder, president of the United Mothers Peace Movement. Happy to meet you again, isn't it?
Thank you. Happy to be here tonight, I'm sure. And I appreciate everything that Mr. Callahan and everyone is doing in the interest of world peace.
Thank you. We have one of the greatest painters on the American continent here tonight. In fact, we have two, and they're very, very close friends. Clyde Forsythe, the man who created Jenks and the Way Out West and the columns of where there's millions and billions of papers sold, is here in person, a fine painter, an artist, a writer, and, well, everything you'd think of when it comes to doing great things. Clyde Forsythe, give him a hand.
Yeah. I'll call her, Bob.
I'll call her.
I can't make a speech, and I can't play the saxophone, so let me off.
Thank you. And as Mr. Forsythe goes back to the edge of the piano to tell you how he can play, we want to tell you that in November, one of the finest collections of paintings that perhaps you'll ever have the opportunity of seeing will be on display at the Biltmore Salon. Frank Tenet Johnson, an AAA artist, is here in person. He's been my friend for many years. He was one of the inspirations to my work some years ago. He's with me here, and he's with me yet in his association and hope and courage. And I'm always very happy to say to you that Frank Tenet Johnson is one of the finest American men I have ever known in my life, and that speaks a great deal. Frank.
Thank you, Robert. That's fine. Just a wild painter of Western life, that's all. Nice to be here again, have a fine crowd, and fine music and all that sort of thing. Thank you, Robert.
And, you know, I'm just going to ask Mrs. Forsythe and Mrs. Johnson to please rise and turn the other way and say how cool, because these two boys couldn't have done what they have done without the heart and soul of these two girls. Mrs. Frank Tenet Johnson, Mrs. Clyde, Ryan, please, the other way. Thank you. And now, while we're speaking of artists, we have, I believe, what is recognized as the world's greatest woman painter. The lady who has for many years been known to you who love art, and you who really have seen the front pages of various magazines, including the Saturday Evening Post, and you who have seen her beautiful paintings of Indian and outdoor life at the Biltmore Salon and at various halls of fame, as we might say, from an art point of view, Miss Catherine Layton, please.
America needs more pilgrims like Mr. McCallahan has given tonight.
Thank you, Miss Layton. You know, it's been so long since we've seen Miss Layton, I think she's becoming a real young girl again. She looks about 16 tonight. Let's give her a real hand. Everybody. And I don't know, we have a man out here who's bringing trailers out here so fast that the Chamber of Commerce is trying to keep him away, and the other man's bringing them out here. Now, I don't know who's going to win this battle, but Jay Tinkham, of the Pacific Coast manager of the Trailer Travel Magazine from Chicago, is here, here to stay, and he says no one's going to put him out. Let's give him a hand.
I'm going to interpret that applause as being for the worthy cause of Mr. Callahan as champion here tonight, worldwide peace. I'm sure it's been a pleasure for us all to be here, and I think that we're all going to be wholeheartedly in favor of his movement and willing to help him carry on. Thank you.
You know, my friends, out here each and every night we give a broadcast, we always hope that you go away with one good message in your heart, and that is to be kind, to be thoughtful, to be friendly, and every day in someone's selfish way, strive to make someone happy. See the good, try to forget the bad. And now we, as the Indian says, extend to you our pipe of peace, the sacred pipe of friendship, hope, and love. And as the curling smoke wends its way to the starlit sky, we ask the Great Spirit to entwine your heart with a golden band of health, to give you peace, bring you contentment, health, and happiness. This is the wish of Indian Trails.
Oh, Hollywood top of the dial. Let's be the first with the news. The new powerful 1938 Willis motor car is in town, ready for immediate delivery. Here is the crowning achievement of the great Willis Engineering Organization.